So are you growing to trust chatbots? Yes, they might help a youngster get a leg up writing a college essay, but the people working on the next generation of artificial intelligence think AI could do more than answer questions. AI agents could actually cross chores off your to-do list, book a flight, handle a customer service complaint. In time, it could become the dominant way that individuals interact with businesses and businesses with each other. What could go wrong? Ina Fried is chief technology correspondent at Axios, a contributor to Here and Now in the past, but now she'll be here to talk all things AI. And Ina, I feel somehow safer with you as a guide. Welcome.
It's great to be here.
Yeah. And chatbots already do more than chat. You know, OpenTable uses bots to help book restaurant reservations, but we're hearing some restaurants are trying to block them because of people who then buy up and resell those reservations. So a problem there. What else could they do? Why are AI companies so excited? And then we'll talk about some of the downsides.
Well, I think the reason is, you know, if I'm sitting there using AI to help me do my job, my productivity increase is still gated by how fast I can work. If you actually let the AI make the decisions, in theory, the productivity gains are a lot more. So, for example, in customer service, we're seeing companies do it two ways. One is that a human being has a chatbot there so they can answer calls more efficiently, and there is a productivity boost. But we're seeing other companies say, we're willing to take the risks and let's have AI answer more of the questions on its own, which obviously scales much more, but as you mentioned, opens up huge right. categories of risk as well.
And just backing up a second for people who haven't, you know, really, you know, plunged into this yet, how is this different than Siri? You know, Siri answer this or Alexa turn on that.
So Siri and Alexa are kind of ChatGPT's grandparents. They were actually trained a different way. So the type of generative AI that powers, Google's and OpenAI's chatbots, all these things, is a new generation. But it is based on the same idea that we can use natural language to interact with computers. The idea of an agent is that instead of saying, you know, where's the best deal on a ticket to Paris, you would say, hey, book me a ticket to Paris. And maybe you'd say, so long as it meets the following criteria and set a price limit. And that's doable today. We have seen companies be a little hesitant. And the OpenTable example you give is a good one because OpenTable is about the least risk agent activity. There's no cost to you if you don't show up. There's a minimal cost to the restaurant. And even there, we've seen problems. And that's one of the least risky things. There was another example where a car dealership put in a chatbot to answer questions and somebody negotiated a binding deal to buy a car for ridiculously cheap.
Right.
And a court said, hey, you put it there, you got to live with it. That's a small taste of what's coming.
A car for a dollar. But I need to say, speaking of taste, we, you know, there are some restaurants that are charging if you don't show up for the reservation. So there's that. And there's also the concern that, you know, restaurants really want, you know, they want to be making the money from a night out and not somebody who's reselling a reservation at a high-end restaurant for tons of money, which could happen. But talk about the other risks that might compound the risk we're already facing. You know, as you said, we can maybe save some time, but what about hacking and scams and cyber attacks and privacy violations?
Well, and even before we get to that, I think the biggest risk is these chatbots are still not accurate. They still make what we call hallucinations, but it's really being confidently wrong. And so today the human is really serving as an important check on that. And so I think the biggest risk is if you start letting agents take action on their own and they're wrong, what happens? And especially if an agent starts talking to another agent. I do think that's our future because the productivity gains and the, you know, the idea of having your computer do menial tasks for you is so appealing. But I think we have to get to a place where the AI systems are in better shape and we have better safeguards to make sure when they are wrong, there's right. recourse versus actions that are irreversible. I mean, think legal, medical, obviously those will be some of the last, I think, to operate totally human-free. But I think even the OpenTable shows that I think we're going to see companies really dip their toes and see, are these chatbots really ready to act on their own? And I suspect that even if they can do it right 80% of the time, that won't be good enough.
Yeah, it's one thing to tell a newspaper reporter, which a chatbot did, you should leave your wife, you know, for me or something like that. I'm synopsizing it. And it's another thing to being on some sort of a, you know, a website for a company and tell the customer that, you know, who's trying to talk to the bot. Oh, Ina Fried, the chief technology correspondent at Axios, here now is regular contributor now on AI. We will have you back to talk about, you know, all these different layers that you are looking at and you are concerned about. This is just the very beginning. Ina, thank you so much.
Thanks, Robin. Looking forward to it.